From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Jennifer Mitchell with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, October 4th, 2021.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners and by the Maine law firm of Eaton Peabody, serving generations of Maine families and businesses from offices in Augusta, Bangor, Brunswick, Ellsworth, and Portland.
The director of the Maine CDC says there are signs that the current COVID-19 surge may be easing. 192 people are currently hospitalized with the disease compared to more than 200 a week ago. And the positivity rate has declined to 4.3%. But Dr. Nirav Shah says it's unclear how much more those indicators might drop.
Will Maine go the way of, say, Iceland, where cases spiked and then rapidly came down? Or will Maine go the way of, say, the United Kingdom, where cases also spiked, came down, but still remain at a very high plateau? That's the question on the table.
Shaw says in Iceland, vaccination is evenly distributed throughout the population, but the vaccination patterns in Maine are more similar to those in the UK, where there are pockets of low vaccination rates which generate cases and outbreaks. The number of asylum seekers is growing in Maine, with hundreds staying in hotels while awaiting permanent housing in the greater Portland area. The Portland Press Herald reports that many of them made their way from the southern border from places like Angola, Congo, and earthquake-ravaged Haiti. More than 300 asylum seekers have arrived in recent weeks, representing a similar scale to the summer of 2019 when 450 migrants came to the city and the Portland Expo was converted into a temporary shelter. A scarcity of housing is being cited as the biggest problem as local governments seek to find homes for the new arrivals. The fight over federal lobster gear rules that aim to protect endangered North Atlantic right whales continues to expand from all sides. Today, the Maine Lobstering Union announced it's filing a federal lawsuit to try to stop impending closure of more than 950 square miles of fishing grounds off Maine to traditional lobstering. That restriction is set to go into effect in 2 weeks' time. The Lobstering Union action follows on the heels of another federal suit filed by a different group, the Maine Lobstermen's Association. That takes aim at the Fed's 10-year whale protection plan, which that group says is based on outdated information. Also today, an international conservation group filed a complaint about the federal rules with the Commission on Environmental Cooperation, a multinational intergovernmental trade group. Oceana is calling on that group to develop a record on whale protection, a record which Oceana says would demonstrate that the U.S. rules are inadequate to protect the species from extinction. Organizers have launched an effort to unionize about 650 staff and faculty members at Bates College in Lewiston. The proposed new union, called the Bates Educators and Staff Organization, would include any staff who are not campus safety officers, tenured or tenure-track faculty, or management. Olivia Orr, a web designer at the college, says in her opinion a union would improve working conditions and pay, and that a union is essential for inclusion and equity. Organizers say the effort has received support from a majority of the college's 113 contingent faculty who have filed with the National Labor Relations Board. Advocates are still working to organize other staff groups and hope to hold an election within the next few months. Colby College in Waterville says a new $7 million gift will boost college access for its students from Maine. Dean of Admissions Randy Arsenault says the new gift from the Trust of Alumnus George Patricus will specifically provide aid to any students from Bangor or Waterville who attend Colby.
Then moves on, if we don't have any students eligible from those two areas, to students from Kennebec, Penobscot, or Somerset counties. And again, if we don't have any students eligible from those areas, it would then move on to be available funding for any student from Maine.
Arsenault says while it's not exactly clear how the aid will be distributed each year, the funding will enhance the school's financial aid packages, which she says already meet 100% of a student's demonstrated need. Students from Maine currently make up just about 10% of Colby's population. The future USS Daniel Inouye has departed Bath Iron Works en route to Hawaii. The Arleigh Burke-class destroyer left the shipyard and made its way down the Kennebec River to the Atlantic Ocean today. The warship bears the name of the late U.S. Senator from Hawaii, who was awarded the Medal of Honor for his heroic actions in Italy during World War II. The ship will eventually make its way to Hawaii, where it will be commissioned and stationed at Pearl Harbor. Well, it's time now to check the weather forecast with meteorologist Paul Cousins.
We are in the midst of a stalemate, as a front has stalled along the southern New England coastline and high pressures pinned to Quebec, and that will render skies to remain generally clear north of Jackman, Lincoln, and Lubeck overnight. Cloudy south with showers pressing as far north as Denmark, Durham, and Damariscotta, 38 to 51 north to south. Tomorrow, showers across southern portions of the state will exit the region by midday or early afternoon. Clouds could break late north of Portland to Fryeburg. It will be mostly sunny for all others. Quite a delightful day. 60s from the majority, middle to upper 50s right at the coast, chilliest in York County. High pressure will finally occupy Center Court Wednesday. More sun than clouds statewide. Balmy, low 60s far north on the down east coast to low 70s interior south. Thursday, another gem. Mostly sunny statewide, 63 north to 74 interior south. A dry, cool front will enter Maine Friday, producing varying amounts of clouds, but we'll have some sunshine around them. Temperatures will only reach the low 50s north, still reaching the upper 60s in York County. This is meteorologist Paul Cousins for Maine Public.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, a discussion on entrepreneurship during the pandemic, the challenges and the successes. I'm Jennifer Mitchell. Thanks for listening.